Here's another state track and field update coming to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks in Des Moines on Kick 106.7. In the boys' 100-meter dash prelims for Class 2A, unfortunately, Kemper's DJ Vanami was disqualified with a false start. In the 400-meter 2A final for girls, South Central Calhoun's Chloe Judish set a personal record running a 60-11, good for 13th overall. She did win her section on her way to that 13th place finish. And the girls 400 meter for Class 3A just wrapped up. We have our first medalist of the day, and that belongs to Marie Day of Carroll, picking up a fifth place finish with a time of 57.77. That'll put a bow on our 2A and 3A session. We now turn our focus to Class 1A beginning at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and we will kick that off with the girls' shot put for Class 1A. Maddie Mason of Coon Rapids Baird will compete there. The boys' long jump for Class 1A, Arweva's Wyatt Regaler is ready to go. And then we'll move on to the boys' shuttle hurdle for Class 1A. We have Audubon and Coon Rapids Baird competing in that one. Audubon in Heat 4 with Aaron Olson, Mason Steckler, Brody Schultes, and Gabe Jensen. And Coon Rapids Baird is made up of Johnny Cortez, Parker Hayes, Lucas Obert, and Cal Hayden. Again, Audubon running in Heat 4, Heat 6 for Coon Rapids Baird. And then once those events wrap up, we've got a break until about 4:30 this afternoon, and then things will pick up once again into the evening. So again, our 2A and 3A session has now wrapped up for our area schools, and we'll move on to 1A here shortly. For all of today's state track results, photos, and interviews, if you've missed these radio reports, or you just want to find all the results at your fingertips, you can find it all at sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. This update has been brought to you by Quant Auto Salvage, Western Iowa Networks, Landis Ralston, Mackey Motors, Poet Bioprocessing, and Corn Belt Telephone.